So tell us how this new accent is different than the car it replaces.
Well, it's different in a lot of ways. It's much more fuel efficient. It has it's bigger. In fact, Natural Resources Canada has ranked it as a compact size vehicle. So it's bigger, more fuel efficient, and much more powerful. It's got 138 horsepower, which ranks it at the top of the subcompact segment.
So when you look at it against this competitive set, vehicles like the Fit and the Yaris and what have you, I guess the Ford Fiesta is one of the hotter new entries into this. How is it different than those vehicles?
Well, I think that, as I say, the three things that we just talked about are three differentiators. It is more fuel efficient than most of its competitors, and including the Ford Fiesta. It's also the fuel efficiency, the 4.9 liters or 4.8 liters per 100 kilometers, which is the best in the subcompact class, is on every accent, every trim. With our competitors, it's they only offer that kind of fuel economy on special trims or eco models. And so the percentage of sales that are actually of those really fuel efficient models is very small, whereas with our accent, it's going to be every vehicle that's sold is the most fuel efficient in the segment.
And you've changed the body style. Describe that.
Yeah, that's we're very proud of that, and I think that's what's really put us in a position to be a tier one manufacturer, not just in Canada but worldwide now, is that we have our unique design. Hyundai design, which we call it fluidic sculpture. And, you know, you can have all the rational reasons in the world to buy a car, but a lot of times that's trumped by the aspirational and emotional reasons. And I think with the launch of our new fluidic design right across our lineup now, the only vehicle that's left of our main vehicles is the Santa Fe, which comes next year. That's resonated with consumers, and a lot of people want to buy our cars now. We're seeing that with our Elantra that's been out in the road now for, you know, half a year, and people are, let's say, our transaction prices for those cars are very high.
So people are coming in, they're looking at the car, and they're not just buying the base model, they're spending a little more and getting the toys.
Absolutely, and you know what, I think that's and you brought up a good point, our philosophy going forward is to offer people those features that they most want. Not the features for feature's sake, but the features that are used and people desire, but at an accessible price. And I think the Elantra has proven that's a successful combination. And the accent is following right in its footsteps.
Yeah, I call it clever packaging. I mean, there's the things that, you know, you want in a car, like a USB port. You want heated seats. And other manufacturers make you pay through the nose for those things. But you just make them available for only slightly more than, in many instances, the base model.
Yeah. And you know, if you do that, you open up your product lineup and your range within your models to a much broader consumer base, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want people to not be buying our base models. We want them to be able to afford to step up through our trim levels and get what they really want at a good value. And we've been pretty successful at doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've been to a go-to brand for people who are looking for value, but now you've got the packaging that goes along with it. We talked about the style. This new accent is now available as a four-door hatchback, or you might call it a five-door, which opens it up to a whole different group of people. You know, looking at it, this now bigger, as you mentioned, it's got great horsepower, but is it going to compete against the Elantra in some ways?
I don't think so, but it is bigger. It's closer to what the Elantra size was, but our Elantra was actually it's classified as a intermediate size vehicle. So I like the position where we are. I like the Elantra is straddling the top end of the compact segment, which is the biggest segment in Canada. And now that we have an Accent kind of straddling the subcompact-compact segment, I like that position. I like being at those two ends of the biggest selling segment in the country. That's, I think, going to prove very beneficial for us.
Now, you were looked at, I mean, I looked at the Accent, and I think a lot of people looked at the Accent. It was a real value car. You went out there, you even had them on sale in times for $10,000, $9,999, whatever. Yep. But now you've got them, you've adjusted the price, you put more content in them. So when driving it, I don't look at it as a value car anymore. I just look at it as a well-packaged car.
Yeah, and that's what that's value is still part of our DNA, but we want to move away from that that's not our only reason for being. We now offer people the complete package, and we've proven it with the Elantra now. It works. People are ready for Hyundai, and we're ready for the consumer.
You also showed us, and we're just about to drive, the new Genesis, which is used to be your flagship model. You have an even more posh model out there now. So what's new for Genesis?
Well, again, we have the biggest news is the engines are much more powerful and yet more fuel efficient, and so our biggest news is a new 5-liter 429 horsepower R-spec model that we have. It's fun to drive. and offers a lot of the luxury features that our competitors do, and it's a very important segment for us, not so much from a volume sales standpoint, but more from to be able to show people that we are a global manufacturer that can manufacture up against anybody else in the world and produce terrific vehicles, a luxury vehicle like the Genesis.